Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here are the lines. Okay, so Jimmy Shapiro, he texts these out. He works with betonline.ag,
yeah. A
sports book where some of you may place your sports wagers. I don't know if you do or not. I've used them, but they require Bitcoin. You know, it's one of those deals where it's like they charge you a bunch unless you use Bitcoin.
Sure.
And so it's kind of stupid.
Yeah. Which still costs money. So if you want to make a transaction to like a Bitcoin wallet to a betting account, probably going to cost you $5, $10.
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
either way,
it's absurd. Yeah. Like anybody that gambles, I have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're sports betting with the traditional entities, find a bookie, man. Seriously.
it's a little wonky. Well, I used to use Five Dimes all the time, and then,
yeah.
Well, the guy that owns Five Dimes got...
he's 6 feet under.
He got murdered. He went 6 feet under. They found him in a watery marsh. Thank
I will
you very
say
much.
Five Dimes was really good.
Yeah, Five Dimes was great until Five Guy Tony took two in the chest and ended up in a watery grave, but yeah. Bet Online works pretty well.
Yeah, but again, it's just, yeah. It's the way that,
it is.
And just, I also think those are a pain in the ass to get your money out of. Like,
it's either that or
you
I
don't think so.
I use Bovada. I've gotten multiple
easy to get your money out.
$2,000-$3,000 payments before. Yeah, they'll send it right to you.
Well, the easiest way is to go to ALNA, but then you got to drive to ALNA.
Like,
you know.
Well, there are bookies out there.
That's true.
Hey. Anyway, he works with betonline.ag. Okay. These are the betting lines for the first round of the college. Oh, man, they punted. Oh, they had the punt blocked.
Oh, for God's sakes.
How are they 0-9?
Hey, it's early in the game.
Damn it!
I'm fine. It's early in the game.
So they put together the lines for the games that would happen if the tournament
were to happen the way the bracket laid out right now, right?
Yeah, the way they laid it out yesterday. So South Florida would be a 19-point underdog at Georgia.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because South Florida's pretty good.
Yeah, the wheels have come off a little bit, but, you know, they played really well at the beginning of the year, and that is a lot of points to give up for a Georgia team that's been a little wonky.
Look at this. I have, look at this.
What?
See
that? Oh, it's back?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Dan fixed it. He's been out... I don't know if you know this, but he's been working on my computer while we've been doing the show the whole time.
Really?
Today, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
So he got my...
Getting the drops back.
He got them back, baby!
Fuck, do it!
Notre Dame at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Guess?
Well, it's funny because I think this is going to be a Notre Dame favorite.
And they are favored, yeah.
See, and that's surprising. I would have said off the top of my head.
I told you they'd be favored.
I know. I would have thought Oregon at home, I would have thought that's kind of a pick 'em. So I would have said Oregon at home, 2.5.
Notre Dame minus 4.5.
Yeah. See, and I would be inclined to take, I would take Oregon in the points at home.
Miami at Texas Tech.
I'm going to say Texas Tech is favored in that game.
Yep. Good game.
Yeah, that would be a good game.
That'd be a good matchup.
I would say Texas Tech by a field goal.
4.5.
4.5.
Texas at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss favored by a field goal.
Ole Miss -2.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the quarterfinals. Georgia v. Alabama. They've already played once. Alabama beat them.
Yeah. Bama, same. Bama by a field goal.
Bama -1.
Okay, a little closer.
Damn near pick 'em.
Yeah.
Oregon versus Ohio State.
Ohio State by a touchdown.
Possibly in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State -9.
9. Okay.
Texas Tech, Texas A&M. Now, that's an interesting
one. That is an interesting one. I'll go A&M favored by 4.5.
A&M -5.5.
Okay. So I'm in the ballpark on most of these.
Ole Miss will play Indiana.
Boy, that is interesting. I still think Ole Miss will be the favorite. Ole Miss will be favored by 2.5.
Indiana -3.5.
Look at that. Giving the Hoosiers some love. I thought there'd be some SEC bias there.
South Florida, if they were to play Alabama, 17.
Yeah, I was going to say that has to be huge.
Notre Dame, if they were to play Ohio State.
Ohio State favored by a touchdown.
9.5.
Boy, they got same. Ohio State, same as Oregon and Notre Dame, huh?
Yep. Miami, Texas A&M, 6.5 in favor of the Aggs. Mm-hmm. And Texas, Indiana.
Indiana by 2.
-4.
-4. Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Those are the points, Brett.
I'm a little surprised that the Notre Dame...
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Notre Dame, Oregon is that. But as you said, Vegas takes all that stuff aside, and they like Notre Dame.
A lot of peeps liking Notre Dame.
Yeah. Well, and they should. I mean, Notre Dame's path is... I mean, I'll pull it up. Like, what? Pitt is the last hurdle here. Pitt, Syracuse, Stanford. Now, Pitt isn't bad. You know, Pitt's a decent team. They're sitting there at 7-2. And by the way, if Pitt wins out, now it's a little tougher road. Pitt has to win out at, they got a Notre Dame, at Georgia Tech, and Miami. So more than likely, Pitt won't win out. But if they did.
Wow. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami.
It might be the hardest schedule left in the country.
Is that their three toughest games of the year, all of the last three?
Yes. Because before that, their best win has been, they lost to West Virginia and Louisville back-to-back. And then the heater, they've been on BC, Florida State, Syracuse, NC State, Stanford. So, yes, by far, the three toughest games all in a row. Two of those are at home, but, you know. And this is why I kind of laugh at, you know, people now having the debate about, like, oh, Pitt, just chances are Pitt's going to lose. Chances are Texas is going to lose. I mean, yeah, anything is possible. But we're sitting here, like, I was listening to some of the national pundits today driving in, and they were debating Texas, right, going back and forth on Texas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And I was like, well, Texas has Georgia, Arkansas, and A&M left on their schedule. Chances are Texas loses a game. And if Texas loses a game, then we don't have to listen to this debate anymore. Just go away. You're done. And it's the same thing with Oklahoma. You know, Oklahoma has Alabama, Missouri, and LSU. They lose one of those games, 3 losses. Thanks for coming. Bye. So just let this all play out. And
what's
then
the fun in that?
And then at the end of it, but this idea of yelling and screaming about a 1 or a 2 loss team that at least the odds are saying will not be a 1 or a 2 loss team. Or at least acknowledge the fact that chances are Pitt's going down. Chances are Texas is going down.
What if Texas beats Georgia and A&M?
Well, then they're
and ends up in the tournament.
Well,
and then Arch wins the championship. Arch just carries them to the title.
Well, I was listening to Dane Brugler, who is a really smart NFL draft guy. I think he's the best in the business at actual evaluating the NFL draft, because he always says there's a difference between a prospect and a player. And we get caught up in who's the best player, and he doesn't give a rip. He's like, I don't care what kind of college player you are, what kind of prospect are you? You have to separate the player from the prospect. And, you know, he talked about Arch Manning. Arch isn't on, like, he's not on draft boards. He says there is no NFL team. If Arch were to declare coming out in this year's draft, Arch Manning would go undrafted, which is insane when you think about what we thought about Arch Manning.
Wasn't he the number one pick?
He was the number one guy.
Like the odds to be the number one pick?
Odds to be the number one guy.
He was the favorite?
Favorite. Favorite to win the Heisman. Favorite to win. Texas was the number one team in the country. You know, that Nick Saban was going to come back and coach the Browns for Arch Manning. Arch Manning is undraftable right now. He has to come back. And that is just, it has been the weirdest year for prospects, because Nussmeier at LSU was the number two guy.
What happened to that guy?
No one knows, because his tape last year was really good. You know, he got benched last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
He got sat.
Yeah.
You know, Lenoris Sellers, it probably comes back for another year. It's not going to be at South Carolina. He's going
to
transfer.
Is he going to go to Oregon?
Well,
I guess Dante Moore
is going to come back.
That is a great question. Where will Lenoris Sellers be next year?
LSU.
You think so?
He'll be at a high.
So is Nussmeier going pro then? After this year?
Even if he comes back, he might be a senior. I'll have to look. Even if he were to come back, they're going to move. I mean, he's not the guy.
Well, I feel like he could be. I think their offensive coordinator kind of sucks there. Every time I watch them, they look kind of crappy.
So, you know, they just, all the quarterbacks that we thought, I mean, at one point at the beginning of the year, Dante Moore was a Heisman Trophy guy, and now it's like, no, dude, you got to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's been a really weird year for quarter. Yeah, Nussmeier's a senior, so I think he's gone.
All right. Well,
he could apply for a graduate year or some bullshit.
Yeah,
like
I don't know if there's
maybe
that.
Maybe he'll transfer.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll tell you what, if Nussmeier does come back, I'll bet you it's a Carson Beck sort of situation.
Somewhere else. Someone will give him a bunch of money.
Yeah, I think he'll probably
move
on.
You know, there's that other kid, Mestemaker, the kid at North Texas,
yeah,
he's probably going to transfer because he's going to get a bunch of money.
Yes,
it's going to be a really hot quarterback transfer market this year.
There will be some kids on the move, and someone will give him a bunch of money.
UMass sucks.
Hey, it's only 3-0. Don't worry about it.
God,
yeah, you're fine. Let's be calm.
Never seen a worse team.
Yeah, never been ranked in the top 25 ever.
Till you know. Next year,
when
they
bets
get
on him.
Drew Mestemaker or whatever his name is,
Lenoris Sellers to UMass. There you go.
Yeah, where will? Yeah, that'll be interesting. Sellers. Ooh, nice.
Chances are he does not come back.
No, he ain't going back to South Carolina.
I wouldn't.
He'll
think
go
so.
Get a bag somewhere.
Yes, I would think so.
I wonder where he would go. Maybe Alabama. Well, is Simpson?
He'll be gone. He probably will be the number one overall pick.
Georgia.
If Ty Simpson came out, it's between him and Mendoza being the number one pick. And maybe he comes back and there's more money, but I would assume that if they tell Ty Simpson, hey, dude, you're a top three pick, I would assume he's gone, but you never know.
Well,
Sorsby's another guy that will be, he'll make a bunch. He's the Cincinnati quarterback. Yeah. He will be starting for an SEC or a Big Ten school and will be making a bunch of money.
We watched him against Nebraska. Remember that earlier in the year?
Yeah.
And he had terrible stance.
Yeah.
But his arm, he looked like he could throw.
Yeah, and he's having a nice year. 21 touchdowns, 2 picks, and is kind of rounded into form, and someone will pay him a bunch of money.
All right. So is Dante Moore's one more year at Oregon? Probably.
Yes, he will be back.
Yeah, he's eligible for two.
He's eligible for two.
But he'll probably only do one.
I would assume another year of development. If he came out, he would still be a fairly high pick because of the bones, the structure of what he can be. But you've seen some of the holes in the game, and he would certainly benefit. I think he's only 20, 21 years old. He would benefit from another year. Oregon can pay to keep him around. And I just think it's kind of a bad kept secret at this point that Dante Moore is going to come back.
By the way, a little late breaking college news. Ann McCoy.
Yeah.
RIP.
Yeah. AD at WSU just got cho-chopped.
Washington State athletic director fired.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see what the... the rub is there. I haven't.
Meanwhile, Scott Barnes continues to have a job.
That guy's dug in like an Alabama dick.
Unbelievable.
He ain't going anywhere.
Who does he have naked pictures of? Obviously, the president.
He ain't going anywhere.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.